Here the pasuk says, Gilad Kiryas Perle Ovin, Akuva Midam. That Gilad is a city of bad people, that Akuva Midam, what does that mean? My Akuva Midam, what does that mean? Omer Reb Loza, Shayu Oikvin Lohorig Nefashis. Rashi says, Irvin, he used to make ambushes, he used to ambush people, he used to make plots, how to kill people. The kids in Gilad were Shechichi Reitzchim, that's why in Evra Yad and Yad have these three cities the same amount as in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Reb Loza, yes. Omaishno mehai gisa demrachke. Omaishno mimitsiyo demekarvi. In other words, the Eretz Yisrael is like this. You divide up the whole land, and we said like this, from here to here is one third. Now from here to the next city is one third. So somebody living all the way at the end, he has to go a third of land to get to Yerem Miklat. Whereas somebody living in the middle here, it's only half of a third, because he's closer to this or closer to this. So it's not fair. You shouldn't divide up equally a third here, a third here, a third there. You should have divided up in six better. Because like this, the person living all the way at the end of Eretz Yisrael has to travel a whole third to get to the Yerem Miklat. Whereas somebody living in the middle here, it's only half of a third. So that's not fair. Some more asks. You could divide. Omaishno my gisa demrachke. Omaishno mitzia demekarvei. Om Rabaya v'shchem namishchike roitzchem. Yeah, Shchem was the middle land. That was the one that had a lot of roitzchem also. The Chassidus says over there. Okechake ish kidudim cheva kahanim derech yiratzko shechma. So what does the pasuk mean? My chever kahanim. What does it mean? There was a group of kahanim. Om Rablaza shoyu mechabrim lahorig nefashis. That there in Shechem, they grouped together to kill people. Kikahanim, that had gangs there, right? They had gangs together to kill people. The same way, Kikahanim alolo, like Kahanim, she mechabrim lechalek trumais bebeis agronis. Just like Kahanim go down together to the fields, to the silos, to receive their truma, the same way here in Shechem, you used to have gangs going around killing people. So Kitzur, there were a lot of murderers in Shechem. Therefore, Shechem had to be close, by to the Yerem Miklat. There, people had to go fast. For the Gemara of Sulekes are no more than just six. For here, the pasuk says, "V'aleim titnu aboyim mishtayim ir." There's another 42 cities. The Ora Leviim were also Yerem Miklats. So Rabbi says true, but there's a difference. Halolu kuletes ben ladas ben shel ladas. These six cities, whether you realize you're in it or whether not, whether you're living there before or not, it protects you from the girl Adam. But halalu, these 42 cities of the Ora Leviim, ladas koletes, means you have to go there with intention that it should protect you. But shler ladas ani koletes, if you do not have intentions, then it does not protect you. Now, the Chevron ir miklat, is it true that Chevron was an ir miklat too? I will see the pasuk says, "Va'yitnu lekolev es Chevron kashadibe Moshe." That Moshe gave Chevron to Kolev. It wasn't a public property of an ir miklat. Om Rabaya parhado, he gave him the outskirts of Chevron. That's what Kolev received, not Chevron itself. The Sivit says, "V'yesedayu ir v'yeschatzreho nitnu lekolev ben yifunim." Mashma, the outskirts of the city was given to Kolev, but not Chevron itself. Now, the Kedesh, Ir Miklat, is it true that Kedesh was an Ir Miklat? Is that true? I will see, the Pasuk says, the Orei Miftsar, the strong fortified cities was, Hatsidon, Ser, V'chamas, Rakas, V'kinores, V'kedesh, V'yedrei, V'yein Chotzer. All these cities were fortified, big strong cities. So it says Kedesh also. So it's a Kashem. But Tanya would not like this. Orem Halolu, these cities that you make for the Orem Miklat, they can't be very small cities. Rashi says, they won't have food there, there won't be panasa there for them. For like Krochem Gedolim, it can't be big cities. Ela Yoros Beninus, only middle-sized cities. If it's too big, it's no good either, Rashi says, Shakonik Botsim Shom Tomid, because if it's a big city, everybody travels there, and we're afraid the Goel Adam will also be found there and kill him. Therefore, it has to be a medium-sized city. Since so, if Kedesh was a big fortified city, how could it be an Ora Miklat? The answer is, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tarti Kedeshu. There were two different cities called Kedesh. One was a big fortified city that was not the Ora Miklat, but the real one that was the Ora Miklat was Taka Ir Benini. It was a middle-sized city, not too big, not too small. Yeah. And Amar Rav Ashi Kugoyin, Silikos Biakrodis Lucas. That was an example of two cities that have the same name.
And there are two different cities. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Yudam and Aleph. You're holding Daf Yudam and Aleph by the first small line. First big line, I mean. First Gufa. What we learned before, Gufa, we learned that Orem Halalu, these cities that were made to be the Orem Miklot, a nice son, like Tiri Katana, they can't be small forts, for like Krochem Gedolim, you can't find them to be big cities. El Ayaris Beunis, you have to make a medium sized city. Now, Vien Mashiva Naisan, El Abamokimayim, you have to make sure there's water there in the city, in order to make it easy for the Rotzeach to live there. Vien Shemayim, let's say the city has no water, so the Vien Lemayim, they have to fetch water there, it should be easy for the Rotzeach. There has to be street, shvakim means marketplaces there. It's easier for him to find a panosa to manage there. There has to be populated there, a lot of people living there. And, because otherwise we're afraid maybe the Goel Adom will come with an army and kill out the whole city. So there has to be populated there, there has to be a lot of people around. Like Rashi said, the reason why it can't be a big city is that we don't want a lot of people to be there, and the Goel Adom will also come in there. He'll ambush him there. Yeah. Now, Nismaya too, Oluch Sayim, let's say the people, the message of people came small, is Masif and Aleim, you have to add more people living there. Nismaya to the Urehim, if, Luchurim means the population became small. And then Nismaya to the Urehim, which means that the people are just around where he's living, is Mevi'ilem Kahanim Levi'ev Yisraelim. We have to import Jews to come live there. So Rashi said, B'mokom Mechusa means, Shiukfarim V'yishov Smuchalim, there should be other cities around them. Shlo Yevoyo Goyle Adam Merubin Al'ir B'chayim. He should not come with a big army against the city. Now, V'yein Mechrin B'han, likely Zion, in the Orem Miklat, we do not sell weapons. So Rashi says, none of the Goyle Adam should not come in and buy them to kill him. For likely mitzuda, traps, right? Right, traps which could kill animals, but you kill a person with this also. Divrei Rabbi Nechemya. For Chom Matir, Chom say no, you're allowed to sell these things there in the city. But for Shavim, they both agree, Shein person b'toychim mitzudas. You cannot spread out the nets to capture animals, but maybe capture the people also. You can't spread out ropes there in the city. We don't want the foot of the Goel Adom to be there. Like this, that's what he's looking for. He's looking at how to try catch him. So you can't have an excuse to say he's doing now mitzudos. So we don't let this take place in the city. Omrav Yitzchak. My crow, where's the pasuk that we have to take care of the Rotzeach to make sure there's food there and he has shvokim there? The pasuk says, "Oh my crow, pasuk v'nos el achas min haholam oil v'choy." The pasuk says v'choy, he has to live there. That means ovid le'midi t'tavir le'chiyusa. We have to do things there that he should find a nice life. He should be able to live there. The Rotzeach. Tanav learned like this in the Braisa. Talmud shall golo, if a Talmud killed somebody, b'shoigig, he has to go to Golis. Maglin Rabba Imay, his Rebbe has to go with him to the Orem Miklat. Shinem and the Pasuk says, v'ochoy, he has to live there, means over le'midi t'tever le'chiyusa. And the Talmud's life is his Rebbe learning with his Rebbe, therefore the Rebbe also has to go to Golis. And on this, Omer Reb Zera, that Mikan from here, we learn out, a Rebbe should not have such a Talmud to start off with. He should not teach a Talmud that's not Hogan. You have to be careful. Maybe he'll kill somebody. He'll go to Golis, and you have to go to Golis also. Amr Rebbe Yechanan. Harav Shegola, if the Rebbe killed somebody, he has to go to Golis. Megalin Yeshivas Imay. So the whole yeshiva goes with the Rebbe to Golis. The same reason, V'choy, he has to live there. That's the question. No, it's not true. Ain't it's not that way. V'amar Reb Yechanan, minayin l'divrei Torah shein kotin. How do I know that learning the Torah, that alone protects you? So here the svar is that if a Rebbe killed the Shegeg, he does not have to go to Golis. His Torah will protect him himself. He doesn't have to go to the Orem Miklat for protection. His own Torah should protect him. because we know the Divrei Torah is Kotin. Shneimer, the Pasuk says, as Bet Sarba Midbar, that was an old Miklot. The next Pasuk says, Vizois HaTorah. So Mashma, the Torah also has the Kayach, the power to protect the person. So where it says Lekash is no Stira. Hod the Idna the Yasik Bey, Hod the Idna the Yasik Bey. When you're learning Isaac in Torah, true, then it protects you from the Malach HaMavis. But when you're not learning, then it does not protect you. So therefore, the Rebbe still has to go to Golis in order that he should be protected at all times. The Yiboyesem Lenteret says, my call to the Malach HaMavis. It only protects you from the Malach HaMavis. By shaking from the Goel Hadam, it does not protect you. So therefore, you still have to go to Golis. Kiho the Rav Chizda, Maislak by Rav Chizda. Same thing by David HaMelech. Have a Yosef, the Goros of Bei Rav. Rav Chizda was learning in the Yeshiva, in Bei Rav. The Malach Mavis wanted to come and take him away. It was his time already. He couldn't get to him. He was always learning Torah. His mouth never stopped learning straight. So what happened was, Solik for Yosef Arza. The Malach Mavis had to go on top of the big cedar tree there. The Bei Rav right outside the yeshiva. Poka Arza, he made a branch fall down. For Shosak, and then Rav Chizda kept quiet for a second to look what happened. He heard the noise. V'yocholei. And that's when the Malach Mavis was able to take Rav Chizda. See also, v'shas, you're learning Torah, it protects you from the Malach Mavis. But when you stop learning, it does not protect you.
Yeah. Have
story with, Dovra Melch, same thing, right. Yeah. Same thing, right. That's what Chilege brings down. Look at the Gemara and Shabbos, the same thing.
Yeah,
exactly. Omer Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. How come when we make the Orem Miklot in this, the place of Reuven, his Nachlam, that's mentioned the first, the Orem Miklot. He also was the first one to try and save Yosef. It says, Vayishma Reuven, Vyatchileim Yodim. Therefore, here by the Orem Miklot, also to save people, it mentions Reuven's place first. Dorash Rabbi Simloi. My decision was the pasuk say, "Oz Yavdil Moshe Sholosh Orem Beeva Yardin Mizroch Hashemesh." And Moshe set aside three cities near Yardin by the shining of the sun. Omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hizrach Shemesh LaReitzchim. Go ahead and shine the sun for the Reitzchim means make a protection for the murderers that they did it to Shegeg. They'll have a place of protection. Ikadiyamri, some say, Omalei, that like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, his rachta shemes l'reitzchim, you did it already. Like you set aside these three cities, you made a protection for the reitzchim. Now, and the chiddush is, like we'll soon see, even though they're not kohenim, like we had before in the Mishnah, until all six were made, but still Moshe went and did it. Dorash Reb Simoi, my decision was the pasuk saying, Chelis, Oyev Kesev, Layispa Kesev, somebody that loves silver will not be satisfied from silver. Oh, me oyev behamoin, someone likes to do things publicly, loy tvua. He will have a question, loy tvua, he will not have or he will have tvua understanding. What does this mean? Oyev kesev, lo yispa kesev, ze Moshe Rabbeinu. This goes on Moshe Rabbeinu. Sho yodeya, he knew. Shein, sholish orim shebe, vayardin koletes. That the three cities he's going to set aside, koltos. And Eva Yadim will help. It won't be a protector. Ad Shaloi Nivcharu Shalosh Beres Kenan. Until Yeshua sets aside three in Eretz Yisrael. So why did Moshe do it right now? It's not going to help anyway. Elamai V'yomer, Moshe said, Mitzvah Shabola Yodaya, Mitzvah comes into my hand that I could do now. I kamenu. I'll do it right now. That's called Oyev Kesel Yisba Kesel. He loved to do mitzvahs. He was never satisfied. He always wanted a chapra and do more and more. He was never satisfied. Whoever is happy to do things publicly, openly, is loy tvua. What does that mean? Who is it fitting to learn b'hamoin openly and publicly? Someone that has all the tvua means he has all understanding, he knows everything. A person that knows all the Torah, from him you could learn. V'hainu diyom Reb Loza. My decision was the pasuk say, "Mi yamalag vuras Hashem, who could speak out the greatness of Hashem is Yashmiya Kol Tilosai. He should be able to hear and say out all the praises of Hashem. That means, "Lemi no, lemalag vuras Hashem, Who is the fitted one to say the praises of Hashem? Mishayochol Hashmiya Kol Tilosai. The person that could say out all the praises of Hashem. It means the greater you are, the more you could say praise to Hashem. For Rabbonin Vitaimu Rabba Bamori Yama. They say the Peshan Pasuk is like this. Mi Oyev Behamoin, who loves to do things openly, publicly, Loi Tfua. What does that mean? Kolo Oyev Behamoin, Loi Tfua. Whoever likes to teach other people, he himself will have Tamir Chachamim, it means. Whoever loves other Tamir Chachamim, he himself will have children to be a Tamir Chachamim. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Haiman derachim rabbonin, heavenly bonin rabbonin. People that love rabbonin, their children will end up to be rabbonin also. So Yoivel be Rabbonin Einay be Rabba Brei de Rava. They Rabbonin put the rise in Rava Brei de Rabba. Yeah. Thus he himself was a big Talmid Chacham because he loved Talmid Chachamim. Rashi says, and also he had children that were Talmid Chachamim. Rav Ashi Yomer like this: Kol Oyev Lilmoid Bahamoin. Whoever loves to learn publicly, openly in a big yeshiva, is Loi Tvua. He will receive back a lot of Torah. What does the pasuk say? Cherav el habadim, a sword should be for the people that stay alone. For noyalu, they become fools. That means cherav al tzavori sarneim shatam lichamim. There should be a sword upon the neck of the enemies of a talmid chacham. What does that mean? She yoshvin v'yoskim b'tora bad b'bad. They sit and learn Torah by themselves privately, that they do not want to come into a yeshiva or to learn openly with other people. So they learn privately, by themselves. That's no good. Not only is it called Cherem al-Abadim, El-Hashem Etavshin, to become a tipesh. Like if you only learn by yourself, you obviously will come out with the wrong shot. You'll become a fool. Ksivoch says of here, V'no'alu, V'ksivosim Hashem no'alnu, means they'll become fools. Not only this, El-Hashechotim, eventually they'll say the wrong psak, and they'll do an Aveira, they'll do a Chet. Shneva, the Pasuk says, that from learning by yourself privately, you can end up doing chatoim. Today people say it depends, that if you're not a learner already, and we have so many svarim, if you use the svarim teach you, it's not called you learning by yourself. It's called using help, using other svarim also. Just learning purely the Gemara maybe, and saying everything by yourself, that's called bad bad. The voice and nothing from here. The voice and mihocha noyalu sorei tzayin. That the princes of tzayin became fools. So noyalu means lashon of a fool. Revinu amar kol oyev lilmoid b'hamoin. Whoever loves to learn Torah publicly in front of a lot of people with a lot of talmidim loy tvua. He will receive back a lot of learning. And vahainu di amar Rebbe. This is what Rebbe said. The famous statement. Harbe Torah lamadatim rabbeisai. I learned a lot from my rebbeim, from my rebbis. O mechaveroi, from my chavrusa, from my friend, yoisemim, even more from them. O mitamida yoisemikulam. But I learned the most from my own talmidim. They asked me questions, I had to worry about answering them, I had to work the hardest, I learned the most from my talmidim. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My disciple was supposed to say, Oim dois hoyu ragleinu bisharech Yushlayim. Our feet stood up in the shiorim of Yushlayim. Is me gorim l'raglenu sheyamdu b'mechama when Klai Yisrael went to, when David HaMelech went to have mechama war, what saved them by war? It was Shari Yushalayim. It was the gates of Yushalayim means shayuayskim b'Torah. There were people in yeshiva there learning Torah. There, those were the ones that protected them b'shas b'mechama. They gave them the power to win the war. From Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my decision was the pasuk say shir hamalos l'David. So machti biyomim li beis Hashem melech. David HaMelech said to Hashem, I'm happy when people said, let's go to the Beis HaMikdash. What does this mean? Oma dovel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Shomati, I hear people saying, Shomati b'nei Yodam, Sheoimrim, Mosa yom zokin zeh. When will this old person, David HaMelech, die already? V'yovo Shlomo b'nei, let his son Shlomo come, a new generation, v'yivna beis HaBchira, and he should build up the Beis HaMikdash. That's what David HaMelech said to Hashem, and David said, I'm happy, let it be already. In other words, David said to Hashem, let me go already, and let Shlomo build the Beis HaMikdash. For now on the regal, that we should be able to go to other regal. For Samachti, David was happy about this. Is Omer Lakodesh Baruch Hu said back, no. Ki toiv yoyim v'chatzrecho me'olav. one day, you being in my chatzar is better than 1,000. What does that mean? That toivli yoimechod shat oisik batoiro lufonai me elef oilois shoshit shloimai benoi lahakri lufonai agav yamizbeich. And Hashem said, no, I'd rather your one day of sitting and learning Torah more than 1,000 kabbonis that Shlomo will build. So as far as my sake goes, I'm happy the way you are, David. Don't be happy to die. I want your learning here. Right. Then we have the Mishnah, Mechuvonim Lehem Drochim, that the roads were perfect roads towards the Yoram Miklat. Tani will learn, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Miklat Hoyekosav HaProshas HaDrochim.